My energy is not like it used to be. I also became compassionate. Not a bystander anymore, but compassionate, which means a willing participant with other people's suffering. I didn't know my parents were pushing me to this, to be compassionate. They would tell me to go to funerals, to go help, to go stand with those people, because they stood with us when we lost one of our relatives. That's compassion, being an active participant with my friends and relatives that were grieving. That compassion to care for other people's lives. I know it's difficult. So many people suffering, like this time of COVID. But we do what we can. We don't give everything away, you know, all at once, but we do what we can. I do what I can. With that compassion, you know, I learned to have an attitude of gratitude. Because I would follow that teaching of being generous and people would lose someone and I would go give them resources to help them through that time. And you know, one day one of my relatives, my mom, left to the spirit world, and all of a sudden those people were there. Here, Jerry, we're returning your love that you gave to us. Oh, I remember that happened, but the healing tears that were coming from my eyes and my gratitude that I felt for them was intense, believe me. It showed me at a deeper level the meaning of being generous and being compassionate. And that's an indigenous way. You know that road to freedom, of getting my spirit back, is one of the best journeys of my life. Because of that, I could see beauty, feel beauty, understand, be an active participant, learn patience, learn to be part of. I identify what I need today, what I don't need. I make decisions. I live my life. And by doing that, I developed for myself guidelines to live by. First off, I learned to accept myself as I am. You know, because I was really unhappy with even the way I looked or I sounded or the way I acted when I didn't have my power. I carried a lot of shame about myself, body shame, thinking shame, identity shame. But I accept myself. Okay, this is Jerry. I even used to worry about how I chant and sing and hand drum because I just love it. It's just so good to me that I would even doubt that and be uptight and nervous when I'm going to sing. Now that I accept myself, that I used to worry so much, I'm not going to sing this right, I'm not going to do this song right, and I accepted one day that I'm going to do it Jerry way. And it probably upset some people. But some elders told me, beautiful elders, said, no, Jerry, we're happy that you're doing it. Carry on. Because when I first heard the critics, and my imagination today says they're self-appointed police to watch to make sure you sing right. You know, the elders were saying, no, Jerry. They'd laugh, and they're laughing with joy when I would sing. So I carried on. accepted myself. And I learned to set realistic goals. You know, I set goals for myself that were unrealistic, and when I failed, I'd beat myself up. Started to learn that one step at a time, one day at a time, that teaching of I myself can eat a moose all by myself, but it's one bite at a time. That's realistic. So I started to be realistic with my goals. You know, when I became a people worker, one of my first goals was that I want to be a good facilitator, because my trainers in addictions were indigenous. Not all of them, but most of them. Nietzsche. Oh, they were good. I said, I want to be good like that. Then I started to set higher goals. I said, no, I wanted to be one of the best in the province of BC. Once I set those goals, I start to work towards them, to learn tools, to develop tools, to watch good facilitators, to learn from them. Then one day I said, no, I want to be the best in Canada. And you might think this is a vanity thing. I want to be astute to show off to people. When I was younger, there was part of that there. But embedded in me was that indigenous way of help the people. So it motivated me and pushed me. I remember when I set the goal of running a marathon, a full marathon, 42 kilometers. You know, there's a lot of training for me to do that, to make it. But that's a realistic goal, but I had to do it by training day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out to cover that distance. So I had to be realistic. Then I started to take risks. I tell people, yeah, I want to run a marathon. That's a risk. And in a way, it motivated me, because if they asked me, hey, Jerry, how do you do in that marathon? I'd have to say, hey, I didn't do it. And tell them my excuse, if I had one. So I started to take risks and ask people and talk to people, listen to people. Except to do work that I felt that I shouldn't be doing, or presentations or workshops. I started to take risks. To be able to do that, I had to love myself, which means I had to be committed to Jerry. I don't know if you heard me in other podcasts telling people, love is not a feeling, it's a commitment. A consistent commitment will create beautiful vibes between people, beautiful feelings of affection and trust and respect. When you're consistent in your commitment to be good, to be kind, to be compassionate, to be strong. I started to be committed to my development, to my health, to my life. Of course, there's lots of little failures in there, you know, and some pretty major, too. But I pick myself up and keep going. One of the biggest guidelines for me to keep my spirit was how I communicated, how I listened and spoke. I'm still learning. I still want to be an excellent master communicator. And I work at it day in and day out. Try and make myself clear. Be honest, be truthful, be respectful. And you know that guideline that they're all important. but the one that resonates for me right now, sitting here talking to you, is that whole art of forgiveness. To forgive myself, first off, for my mistakes and the harms I've done, and to forgive others that harmed me, really opened the door to my spirit coming home, being inside Jerry again. Totally. I believe that. As long as I was angry and hateful to individuals in this life, they had part of my spirit with them. They had control of my life. Once I let them go, my spirit became intact at a different level. You know, on this journey, I learned that wellness starts with change. And remember, wellness is an active pursuit of making your mind, body, and spirit strong and sound and beautiful. And it all starts with change. First off, I changed my mind many times. Not drinking alcohol is a change of mind. Not doing drugs, not swearing, you know, all my own personal changes. I'm not telling you to be this way. I'm telling you what happened with Jerry. I turned negative thinking to positive thinking. Not to be such a big critic. Physically, I changed by accepting my body. I had this vision of what it is to be handsome, what it is to be good, but I accepted my body. I still struggle with that because of the abuse I went through. One of my daily struggles, probably. But for the most part, I accept it. This is Jerry's body. This is me. I'm taking care of it the best I can. In regards to my spirit, I reclaimed my Stetlium spirit. I'm Stetlium. With a mixture of, allegedly, of Spanish and Irish, but I'm Stetlium spirit. And that means to be generous, to be respectful, to be kind, to be an ally, tie myself to people, be with people. And in regards to my emotions, the feelings that rise up in me, I started to take responsibility for my feelings. It's me, it's my feeling. I shouldn't expect you to have my feelings. I'm going to empower you by letting you have your feelings. Oh, that's a big learning for me. You know, what fostered the negative emotions in me was blame, blaming people, blaming the government, blaming the church. Yes, they had responsibilities in the day, but today they're not saying that. They might still look like it. They might still talk like it, but they're not. It's not enforced like it used to be. So blame. I want to find solutions. Don't want to waste time blaming anymore. And also, that change, I started to make sure my boundaries are clear. For instance, around drinking, there's no alcohol in my house. Whatever house I go to live in, there will be no alcohol. Which is my choice. It's my life. I'm not telling you not to live this way, but I'm telling you on my journey, that's my boundary. Because I hurt myself and I hurt people when I consumed alcohol. So I make my boundaries clear. Do my best to live. You know that my boundaries are healthy. That they're all about harmony, peace, the beauty way of life. So doing this, of course, I learned to say hello to my problems and say goodbye to them. You've heard me say this probably over and over again, and I'll keep saying it because it makes so much sense to me. So the ultimate outcome of retrieving my spirit, I can really huishtwi or nashmin or hoi, I can go for it. The ultimate outcome is I have a good quality life today. I eat good food. Every once in a while, I'll be a junk food junkie and have a greasy burger or something, you know. But I have a good quality of life. My boundaries define me. It lets people know what is acceptable to me. Which is okay because I, you know, like attracts like. So I hang out with the same kind of people the way that people think like me. Or we have the same kind of attitude about life. Because attitude is we're acting and thinking, acting and behaving how we think, talking how we think. Because of those boundaries, of course, I end up with people that think like me. Or have the same kind of thoughts and beliefs. So once I took control of my spirit, and you know, that was such a beautiful time. You know, that showed people how I wanted to be treated. Of course, it doesn't always happen. There's racists out there that still stereotype me, still discriminate against me. But they don't own me. And I'll let them know, hey, I don't appreciate the way you're treating me, the way you're talking to me. And leave it at that. I realize that I have no freedom as long as I blame someone or something outside of myself. That I always have this anger, fear, or depression. And I don't want that. I had enough of it. So I started to take charge of my life. I'm the driver now for my life. Not for your life or anybody else's life, but for Jerry's life. I took charge. I opened up. I no longer swallowed my emotions. Oh my gosh, and I think of all the times I swallowed my emotions of love and affection. Those wasted beautiful opportunities of appreciation for each other because I swallowed it because I'm too shy or I'm too ashamed or my thought that you'll think I'm weird. You know, when I changed myself, I stopped swallowing those emotions because when you swallow anger, it went into my body. It would show in my furrow in my forehead, you know, in my just above my nose there and get that deep furrow or clenching my jaw or turning my back on you. When I wasn't brave enough to say, hey, I disagree with you. I don't like what you said or what you've done. When I swallowed those emotions, it stayed in my body and my muscle structure. Once I opened up, and I realized that I cannot do that with every human being. But when I know the ones that I can open up and share my feelings with them, that it's safe for me, safe for them, I'll do it. I know the difference today. Once I changed myself, I started to achieve my vision of my life. Have a good, healthy life, prosperous, enjoying beauty of music, of nature, of people, of wonderful books to read, stories to watch, dances to see. Oh, so much beauty. You know, by doing this spirit retrieval, it's like making a commitment to live in the present, not to be stuck in the past negativity. I look at the past, the beauty way of Stedtlium people. I look at that and I hear other people's story of their beauty. I look at that. I don't look at the past to look for the negativity. Because I want to live in the present. I want to live for now, for today. And believe me, that's an everyday struggle. There's always something that will come nattering at my mind. I become a critic again of myself. I'm my biggest critic. You know, because of retrieving my spirit, I achieved a lot of my goals. And a lot of it in the face of opposition. Of silent messages, no, you cannot do that. That's wrong that you're doing that. It's not good being a pagan. You know, I tell people today, I'm a pagan. I'm proud of it, which means I don't follow Christ. As a man asked me, do you believe in Christ? I said, yes, I believe there was a Christ. But I know there was a Buddha and there was a Muhammad and there's other spiritual leaders. They're all there. But I just simply practice the Stedtlium way. You know, so there's always going to be critics and people that oppose me. But because I have my spirit, I can carry on. I've come to realize now it's going to take more than racism to beat Jerry. Take more than residential schools to beat Jerry. More than colonization to beat Jerry. I now own my life and choose to the best of my ability to live according to our laws and principles of Indigenous people. I've bragged over and over again how, you know, we didn't have extinction the way we have extinction today when we're here by ourselves in Turtle Island. I believe that. I believe it was our laws and principles that allowed that. That whole idea of 7 generations from now, they're going to have salmon the way I have salmon today. They're going to have food that I have, water that I have. Is in me. I believe that. And I do what I can to spread that message. That we must discipline and police ourselves how we live on Mother Earth. That Mother Earth has a spirit that holds it together too. And we must not, you know, I don't know how to say it, abuse that spirit, to be authoritarian, to be, you know, oppressive, to be cruel. So that's my story of spirit retrieval. And I started out singing our grieving song, our letting go song. And dedicating this podcast to my relative. And by doing that, I'm acknowledging all of my relatives in the spirit world. They all had a part to do in my life. The ones 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, they had a part in my life. That's why I'm here today. And I believe they were empowered They had their own spirit. And they had their boundaries and their way of life. And that's what I want today for myself. And realize, you know, that it's for myself. But I'd like to share, and maybe you'll get something from this to help you with your life. That's how I learned by examples of others that would tell me. I don't know how many times I was told, you must forgive, Jerry. And I resisted for so many years. So we can do this. We can do spirit retrieval. And if you need help, don't feel bad about it. I had a lot of people help me on my journey to get my power back. In a respectful manner, in a loving manner, in an indigenous way. So I wish you, you know, we're hitting the third wave here, so you take care. Take care of yourself so others don't have to suffer. That's being indigenous. When we don't take care of ourselves and our relatives see that they suffer, they worry for us. But this one is way more serious because we can bring suffering to them if we're not careful. And we go out, we don't have the vaccination. We can go out and bring home to our elders and to our children and to others this virus. So take care of your spirit. Take care of your mind. Take care of your body. And learn to be emotional when you feel you heal. So I'd just like to thank you for listening to this podcast and wish you a wonderful spring and summer. I got my plants are now in the soil inside the house getting ready to pop out. When they come out good and strong, I'm going to put them in the ground. Corn, beans, and squash. So don't forget to empower others by listening to them, being generous of them, accepting their generosity, and letting them do what they can, do what they do best. I've learned that to step aside, and someone can come in and do it, a nice job. And even if I can do a nice job, it's good to include people, to be inclusive. That's being indigenous. So, huishtwi. Let's go. Huishtwi kilama. You know that, let's go for goodness. In Glackman, or a good way of life, our way of life. Let's go for that. Nashmeen, let's go for it. So those are the thoughts that I wanted to share with you today. And again, I just wish you prosperity, safety, love, all of the things that come in a pure way. Thank you.
Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.